Grant had brought the Union Army the closest to Richmond that it had been in 2 years. When the general made his next sidle east and then south to the gates of Petersburg below the James River, Sharp took over the Van Loo spy ring, which would be needed for the final drive on Richmond. Intelligence from her network and from Samuel Ruth's operatives actually had been trickling in to him and Grant since the general took over the army. In mid-March, Lohman had sent Sharp warnings that rebels planned a raid on the Orange and Alexandria Railroad and were preparing an attack on Norfolk. The next month, Butler forwarded to Grant's chief of staff a report a Van Loo courier brought and vouched for Miss Eliza's reliability. And throughout the Wilderness, Spotsylvania, and Cold Harbor campaigns, much of the Richmond intelligence Butler sent to Sharp originated from Van Loo. Finally, on June 11th, as Grant prepared to move the Potomac Army to Petersburg and take over the attack on that city and Richmond from the hapless Butler, John Van Loo, who had been on the run from Confederate authorities wanting to put him back in their army, arrived at Meade's headquarters. He explained to Sharp's team how his sister's well-organized ring in Richmond could provide them with valuable information. Sharp had the Van Loo account moved to his hut so he could personally supervise the network and its female spymaster, whom he soon came to admire. Van Loo quickly discovered that her new boss was far better than Butler. Sharp sent crisp requests for specific information, and her communications with him became frequent, as well as more secure than they had been with Butler, she thought. Her underground began focusing less on Richmond's prisoners and more on answering Sharp's questions about the Confederate military. Van Loo also now became more a manager than a spy. Instead of walking the streets to gather information, she spent more time in her mansion fielding Sharp's queries, deploying her agents to gather the intelligence, and then analyzing what the spies brought back and drafting reports for the Union command. Sharp soon had a squad of different Van Loo couriers showing up at his hut with her dispatches. Many were farmers, storekeepers, and factory workers she recruited. Others were black servants who worked for her or other ring members. The couriers carried their messages along the windy route south from Richmond to the new field headquarters Grant set up northeast of Petersburg at the tiny town of City Point, where the Appomattox and James Rivers met. Within months, Van Loo's network was churning out an average of 3 intelligence reports a week for Sharp. They covered Richmond's defenses, troop movements between the capital and the Shenandoah Valley, economic conditions in the city, and the morale of its residents. Sharp soon boasted that whatever Grant wanted in the way of information from the capital, Van Loo's ring could provide it. She represented, the colonel later wrote, all that was left of the power of the U.S. government in the city of Richmond.